Lord, we mourn with you over the beauty of your creation that once was, but has been made as dark and twisted by the enemy as he and his minions have become. Help us to be wise and discerning, turning our faces from the evil that surrounds us. We ask your strong protection here on earth from these evil forces. Yet we look forward to some day delighting with you, as you reveal to us the vast and incredible array of marvelous creatures you enjoyed creating in the beginning. And we look forward to the day that all of creation will be free again from the perversions and tortures of the enemy. Amen. Several days ago, Claire sent me a couple of reports about dragon visitations in the spirit that had come across her desk, and she asked me if I could make a message using them. So these are my thoughts. Dragons. The debate rages, at least in my own personal experience. Are they pure evil? Were they real? Are they some creation of Satan? Or are they, like the rats, the owls, the spiders, an original part of God's perfect creation that has also been subject to the fall? First, we were sent a report from a heart dweller who had had a frightening encounter. She said she had experienced this before, but that it was very intense this latest time, and she recognized it as pure evil. This is how she described it. "So," she began, "I have heard this sound one or two other times before in the past year or so. I kind of dismissed it the other times, because I felt it was too over the top, but this time was different. There was a new element to the experience. This sound took off from over my bedroom as though it was sitting on the roof. And yes, I know, this is happening in the demonic realm. Let's just call it what it is and get that out of the way." In saying this, she wanted to clarify it wasn't a dream or her imagination, and that she is acquainted well enough with the Dark Kingdom to know it really was real. She continued, "Yesterday morning, just after 7 a.m., I had just woken up. You know the sounds that are made when a huge gust of wind hits a certain part of your dwelling, cracking and popping, and sounds like it's going to cave in due to the pressure. I didn't hear a gust of wind, but the cracking, popping, and pressure against the front door totally happened. No sooner than this happened, and the sound lifted off the roof from above my bedroom, the sound of great wings flapping and causing tremendous air pressure against the house." And in her original post, she had even included a sound clip that she had found somewhere that sounded like it. It was very much like you would hear in the current movies about dragons. Another heart dweller in prayer the night before had asked, "Lord, what about these winged dragons people are hearing?" And Jesus had answered him and said, "So much is coming to a head now. The glimpses people are having is nothing compared to the masses and masses of devilish creatures that have been prepared to roam the earth. When the entire plan is uncovered and brought to the light of day, people will drop dead on the spot. So great will the terrors be." And then one of our very seasoned members on the prayer team told us that he'd been having dreams of winged serpentine dragons flying in our skies. This member began, "I had woken up in the middle of the night to change and feed my infant son. After I got him back to sleep, I went back to bed. Falling asleep, I saw the sky, steel gray and flashing with lightning, with many creatures in the skies. Some looked like snakes, others like ships or mythical harpies. But in the center was a great dragon, eastern in appearance, like you see in the paintings. It was very far away, but still quite large, and it was not moving. It was like a ship, shaped like a dragon. In the dream, there were people all around my house, some asking about Holy Spirit and about the anointing. All the while, this dragon was in the sky. I got the feeling it was hunting. While I looked upon it, I had no fear of it. I just knew it was evil. The next day, I asked the Lord about it. I knew it was an alien demon dream, and I know he does not like that subject. But I hardly ever have dreams like that, so I was seeking him for understanding. This is what he said to me. What you saw was not so much a spacecraft as it was a representation of movement in the spirit realm. These great serpents are indeed real, and are one of the demonic entities the Clay Feet space programs are currently dealing with. By dealing with, I understood there was human trafficking in exchange for this technology. Jesus continued, so much perversion, but they are at work on the masses of people in this country. By this, I perceive that they have more to do with the abuse and disappearances of people than most realize. I loathe this subject, Jesus continued. These creatures have become so twisted from what I made them to be. And the most painful part is that the scientific community is rejecting me and has rather opted for dealing with them. So sure are they that the entities they have contacted are going to help them. And the member adds in here, by this, I knew he meant become more than human. Jesus continued, but they are sadly being duped by Satan. Pray for them. And that was the end of this man's report. But the Lord's words to him, these creatures have become so twisted from what I made them to be, really caught my attention. And I wondered what Scripture had to say about these creatures. We have all read in Scripture of the great dragon, so I went first to the book of Revelation. Then another sign appeared in heaven. There was a great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his heads were 7 diadems. Revelation 12:3. So the great dragon was thrown out, the ancient serpent, who was called the devil and Satan, the one who deceives the whole world. He was thrown to earth, and his angels with him. Revelation 12:9. The great dragon, who is also the ancient serpent, the same creature that deceived even Adam. Job gave even more information, confirming the description of the fiery dragon. Out of his mouth go burning torches. Sparks of fire leap forth. Out of his nostrils smoke goes forth. As from a boiling pot and burning rushes, his breath kindles coals, and a flame goes forth from his mouth. Job 41:19-21. Wow! I never gave it a lot of thought that this creature was also created by God. It is so easily relegated to legend, to horror in sci-fi movies, and stories. Yes, we've all heard the story of St. George and the dragon, but even in trying to research that, there's a lot of doubt and conjecture. Some think it was just a crocodile. Many believe that even if there was such a creature that George killed, it was small in size, not the massive creature that our first report described, heavy enough to make a house creak and groan. We are so surrounded by the darkness, the evil, the demons, and all their various tools, weapons, devices, and curses. It made me sad to ponder that people are also being oppressed not only by fallen angels, but animals of sort that also had chosen to follow the path of wickedness, or maybe worse, had been forced into it. But as I was thinking about this all, Holy Spirit reminded me of a vision given to a young seer I enjoy reading. He had had an episode with a dragon, but this one was in heaven. Let me read you a few portions of his vision. He begins, I understand this may be a stretch for the mind. However, I am simply sharing what I have seen in heaven. I ask that you keep an open heart and search for the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Every true encounter will carry the fruit of Holy Spirit, which brings joy to Jesus, his character revealed. I will not try to convince you that what I have seen is real. That is not why this series is written. It is written so you would see the beauty of God and the majesty of his hand in creation. For the sake of time, I'll summarize the next part that he writes. The seer's name is Micah Turnbow. The Lord had come to him in the form of the white eagle. Others have seen Jesus this way too, as a great white eagle, and a round tree in particular, I remember. And I myself have seen him in this form. In Micah's account, Jesus, in the form of the eagle, had picked him up on his back, and as they flew, they began their conversation. Micah continued, Lord, where are we going? I asked. Jesus answered him, We are going to the land of ice and snow. where the mountains are crystal and giant creatures roam the land. My son, this is an area of ice dragons who love the taste of knowledge. Prepare your heart. We approached a land that was glowing like a diamond ring. I realized it was like this because of the mountains, as the Lord said. We slowed our speed to descend. The Lord, and Micah tells us here that when the Lord becomes the eagle, he chooses the name Chaza. The Lord, Chaza, landed with grace. Then the eagle closed his wings, which allowed me to jump down onto the snowfield. Chaza, the white eagle, changed into Jesus, smiling at me. Micah, take a look at your surroundings, son. I observed the beautiful land as if we were in a snow globe. The gentle dance of snow drifted across the fields with a dazzling light. The descending snowflakes contained a soft, fiery light, and you could hear them speaking to you. Snowflakes do not melt here, either, nor is it so bitter cold that you feel uncomfortable. The open snowfield had voices humming to the wind. It was praise to Jesus. Wow! The trees that circled the surrounding area were like crystal blue jewel, but the tree branches had leaves of many different shades of purple. I had this feeling that they moved to this position to welcome Jesus and me. Something is about to happen. Jesus could sense my excitement. Micah, there's so much to see, so much for you to understand. After Jesus said this, small creatures as soft as cotton approached us. These small, cute creatures had huge eyes and reminded me of a stuffed animal. Their little feet made squeaky sounds while they walked on the snow. Their bodies were round like a cotton ball and about the size of a basketball. I, too, made a squeaking noise because of their adorable appearance. I couldn't keep myself from holding one. Jesus also held one. Micah, there is a dragon I would like you to meet. I created him. I created all dragons, even the ones who fell from my presence. This one had asked to meet you and understand your name. Jesus buried his face in the soft creature he held and gave it a kiss, and then continued, I want you to speak with him and remember what you have seen. Son, the enemy is a liar, and not all dragons are evil. In our adventures together, you have seen many places, but this one is crucial. Jesus smiled while setting the small creature down and then disappeared. I was alone. That was okay with me. I didn't know where to go. I thought maybe the dragon would come to me. I sat in the snow playing with the snow creatures until a roar filled the sky. The snow creatures jumped up and down with their tiny squeaking feet, saying, Yay! I stood up ready to meet this fabulous dragon who had asked for me, as Jesus said. I felt honored in a way. I had no idea what I was going to say. A mighty wind approached us with the sound of large wings moving up and down. Again, a loud roar came while the clouds parted above, revealing a majestic dragon. This dragon hovered in the sky for a moment, then landed a few feet away, leaving a loud boom that shook the ground. The snow creatures ran to him, once again shouting, Yay! I stood still in awe of such beautiful, powerful, but gentle creature. Father God has created a masterpiece. He was stunning in the glory of God. He was purple, with sapphire horns that came up from his head like the horns of a ram. His wings were intensely large, and I could see stones of light inside them. Coming from his back were spikes of crystal, like the mountains in the distance. His claws were gold. His teeth were like ivory. In his chest you could see the holy flame of God burning like a furnace. I could feel the heat of such an awesome flame touching my face. His tail was long, with a unique medallion at the end of it. It was a star-like shape. Light glowed radiantly among the lights in this heavenly place. The dragon attended to the soft snow creatures like a mother to her child. He was gentle, kind, and I felt a great sense of honor. I'll end Micah's narration here, and I'll post a link to his blog if you'd like to read further down at the end of the transcript. When Claire sent me these first two accounts of the evil dragons, I sat with Holy Spirit for a while, wondering what good purpose could come from reading them. Yes, it is surely a call to prayer over our country, our world. Yes, I realize too. It is a call to be very, very serious about our climb up the mountain to purity with Jesus. For how else can we hope to stand against such things? But then he reminded me of Micah's journey into heaven, and I realized the bigger picture in all of this could be summed up in a song he plays for me in worship quite often. It's sung by Jen Johnson of Bethel, and it's called Gravity. These are the words. I get caught up in all these petty things, losing sight of what matters to you. But then you come and take me by the hand. You say, come up here with me. And then my feet came off the ground. You lifted me above the clouds. As I look down, the whole world seems so small. Past the stars, through space and time. And I forget what's left behind, as I'm surrounded by these grander things. Up here in perfect harmony, you're orchestrating galaxies. They're lighting up as far as I can see. The majesty, the mystery. Your gravity pulls me close to you, and I can breathe again. Here with you, there's nothing more to say, and it's clear what matters to you. Sovereign, high above it all, sovereign you are. I can rest, 'cause it's all in your hands. Sovereign you are. The point I'm seeing becomes this. Above all other things, God is in control. He is above all that comes to us, upon us, against us. Even when it seems so incredibly dark and fearsome and powerful, if we take the moments to still ourselves, take his hand, and go with him, he is faithful and true. And he will draw us up to see from his perspective. And even though these final days seem dark and weary and even ugly, what lies ahead of us is truly glorious, filled with the beauty and wonder and delight that our Heavenly Father God made for us right from the very beginning. Hold on to these things, dear heart dwellers. In times when the darkness seems to overwhelm, just as Jesus cast his eyes to even this time right now, while he was hanging on the cross for us, let's remember to cast our eyes on the time ahead of us still, the home he is going to take us to. It really does make our days far better when we go against common logic and become so heavenly minded that we become no earthly good. May the Lord bless you, dear heart dwellers.